Good morning. It's April 11th, and this is your daily brief in U.S. news. Here's everything you need to know. In a day marked by uncertainty and market jitters, April 10th, 2024, saw the U.S. stock markets take a significant hit. This downturn was fueled by rising inflation fears and growing skepticism about the Federal Reserve's ability to deliver the much-anticipated interest rate cuts. The heart of the concern lies in March's Consumer Price Index report, which revealed a 0.4% increase in both headline and core prices, casting a shadow over the Fed's planned June rate reduction. This inflationary pressure led to notable declines across several sectors, particularly real estate, utilities, and home building, with broader market indices like the Dow, S&P 500, and NASDAQ also feeling the pinch. In response to the unsettling inflation data, Goldman Sachs adjusted its forecast, signaling fewer rate cuts than initially hoped for. Amidst this financial turmoil, President Biden acknowledged the inflation report, emphasizing the administration's focus on reducing costs for families. This statement comes as the market anxiously awaits the Federal Reserve's next moves, which could significantly impact interest rate policies. Meanwhile, Treasury yields reached new highs for the year, underscoring the rising cost of borrowing, and global markets showed mixed reactions. The unfolding scenario urges investors to tread carefully, especially in the real estate sector, despite the strong demand for housing. This series of events underscores the delicate balance the Federal Reserve must strike in navigating inflation concerns and the broader economic outlook, leaving investors and analysts on edge as they anticipate the central bank's next steps. In a move that's reverberated through the political landscape, former President Donald Trump's critique of Arizona's enforcement of an 1864 near-total abortion ban has ignited controversy, making the state a battleground not just for local politics, but as a pivotal arena in the national discourse on abortion rights. This development comes as Arizona's Supreme Court upholds the ban, placing the state's shifting demographics and its role as a key battleground in the spotlight for the 2024 presidential race between President Joe Biden and Trump. The stakes are high in Arizona, with both the Senate and House races closely contested, and an abortion-related constitutional amendment set to appear on the November ballot, signaling the stark policy decisions facing voters at this critical juncture. The outcome of these political contests in Arizona could dramatically alter the balance of power in Washington, underscoring the national implications of the state's elections. Amidst this backdrop, Planned Parenthood Arizona has committed to continuing abortion services for the time being and is coordinating with neighboring states to support individuals seeking abortions. In a strategic move, allies of Trump are positioning independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as a pro-choice advocate, aiming to draw votes away from Biden in what appears to be a multifaceted effort to weaken the incumbent's support among crucial voter groups. The issue of abortion rights has unexpectedly become a central theme in the 2024 presidential campaign, with both Biden and Trump, despite their historically divergent views and personal backgrounds, finding themselves at the heart of the debate. Biden, who has evolved from supporting the Hyde Amendment to championing abortion rights, and Trump, who has previously touted his role in restricting abortion rights but now seeks to downplay his stance, are navigating a political landscape where the issue of abortion rights is more prominent than ever. This shift signifies a remarkable turn of events, positioning abortion rights as a defining issue in the upcoming election, with Arizona playing a critical role in shaping the narrative. In a recent development that underscores the complexity of international relations and conflict resolution, President Biden has voiced his dissatisfaction with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's efforts concerning aid to Gaza. Amidst ongoing tensions, this dialogue between leaders highlights critical humanitarian concerns and the intricate balance of diplomacy and support in times of conflict. During a notable conversation, President Biden emphasized the need for Israel to step up its efforts in protecting civilians and ensuring that adequate supplies reach Gaza. This comes against the backdrop of some improvements in aid delivery by Israel, yet Biden's expectations for further actions remain unmet. The president's stance signals a potential pivot in the U.S.'s approach to supporting Israel, hinting at the possibility of withholding support if the conduct in the war against Hamas does not align with humanitarian expectations. Furthermore, President Biden has reached out to Hamas with a proposal aimed at de-escalating the situation. He suggested a 6-week ceasefire, offering the release of hostages seized by Hamas as a bargaining chip. This move reflects a broader strategy to address the immediate humanitarian crisis while seeking a path towards longer-term peace. The international community continues to watch closely, echoing the call for urgent action to alleviate the dire situation in Gaza. The unfolding events highlight the delicate interplay of diplomacy, humanitarian aid, and the pursuit of peace in a region marked by long-standing conflict. In the wake of the devastating collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore, Maryland, Governor Wes Moore steps forward with an update on the recovery efforts that are painting a picture of resilience and determination. The collapse, which resulted in tragic fatalities and significant disruptions, has mobilized a comprehensive response from both state and federal levels to address the aftermath and support the affected communities. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is making strides towards reopening navigation by working to establish a 30-foot channel by the end of April, a critical step in restoring the flow of commercial and recreational traffic. This effort is supported by over 25 Maryland State Police personnel who are dedicated to the recovery operations daily, highlighting the state's commitment to swift action. So far, their efforts have facilitated the removal of 34 containers and 58 commercial movements from the wreckage, clearing the way for further recovery and rebuilding activities. To mitigate the economic impact on local businesses, a new business center has opened its doors in Anne Arundel County, offering vital support to small business owners facing challenges in the aftermath of the collapse. Additionally, the Maryland Department of Transportation State Highway Administration is actively encouraging the use of their real-time traffic map to assist commuters and travelers in planning their routes efficiently, aiming to minimize disruptions and facilitate a smoother recovery process. The financial and logistical challenge of rebuilding the bridge is considerable, with estimates projecting a cost of around $400 million and a timeline of at least 18 months. In response, Maryland leaders are proactively engaging with the U.S. Congress to introduce legislation that would ensure the federal government fully covers the rebuilding costs. Despite some concerns from House Republicans regarding funding, the Biden administration has expressed a firm commitment to ensuring that federal taxpayers are reimbursed for the bridge replacement, underscoring the national significance of the recovery efforts. As the community continues to mourn the loss of 6 individuals in the collapse, with 3 bodies still unrecovered, Governor Moore has taken steps to support the families of the victims. Legislation has been signed to create a scholarship program for the children of transportation workers who have died on the job since 2022, offering a beacon of hope amidst the tragedy. With sonar images of the wreckage now shared publicly, Governor Moore is scheduled to hold a press conference at 3 p.m. to provide further updates on the recovery efforts, demonstrating an unwavering commitment to overcoming the challenges posed by the bridge collapse and rebuilding stronger than before. In a move that underscores the legal challenges facing former President Donald Trump, the New York Appeals Court has denied his 11th attempt to delay his hush money trial. This latest decision marks yet another setback for Trump, as he grapples with the impending trial, set to make history as the first criminal trial of a former U.S. president. The court's decision came swiftly, with Justice Ellen Gesmer denying Trump's request for an immediate stay. This marks the third time Trump has unsuccessfully sought to postpone the trial. At the heart of Trump's efforts is his legal team's push to remove Judge Juan Merchan from overseeing the case. Their arguments for Judge Merchan's recusal are slated to be considered later this month, adding another layer of legal wrangling as the trial date approaches. Scheduled to start on April 15th, the trial will examine allegations that Trump falsified business records to conceal an affair with Stormy Daniels, charges he vehemently denies. As the legal proceedings unfold, the Supreme Court is also preparing to hear arguments in a related immunity fight later this month, adding further complexity to a case that continues to capture national attention. As this story develops, it not only highlights the legal challenges faced by Trump, but also sets a precedent for the criminal prosecution of a former U.S. president. With the trial date looming and legal battles continuing on multiple fronts, all eyes are on the New York courtroom where history will be made. This has been your daily brief in U.S. news. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.